You're listening to a Radio 191 FM podcast.
Now joined in studio by local artist David Green. Last night was the launch of their video installation, Singular Plural. David, how are you today?
Yeah, good. How are you?
Very good, thank you. Very good. Congratulations on the launch of the show last night.
Thank you.
For the listeners that weren't there, how was it?
Yeah, it was great. It was fun. We had piecemeal the jazz sextet, actually. It's usually a quintet, but Peter's sister is in town from Spain, and so she was playing violin beautifully. So it started with the opening at 5:30, and at around 7, piecemeal started to play, and it was just great. It was just really great. It was a lot of fun.
Nice. Excellent. Well, there's nothing better than a good launch for something you've been working so hard on.
Yeah.
Perfect. So, for the listeners, Singular Plural, 16 projectors, all playing videos. What is it? How'd you get into it?
Yeah.
And what's the vibe of it? What is the intention?
What's the idea? Well, all right, so, you know, I'm working on a PhD through languages and cultures at the moment that will finish up a year from now, will, you know, be submitted. And, you know, you're writing, you know, and it's a kind of an exegesis style, because this is a PhD with nominated creative component. So the research is actually that creative component, and then you're writing about that. And so I was, you know, working on the first chapter, and, you know, I'm writing about, you know, I'm going, yeah, and I did this, and I started here, and I went there, and then I'm here. And, you know, and you get to this point where you're sort of saying, well, there's a continuum here because I say so, right? But I was going, you know, you start to kind of think, am I just making this shit up? So so I thought it would be great to actually, because I've been doing video installations, I guess, for about 10 years now, and they have all been moving in a certain direction, but of course each one is different. So I thought, well, if I took pieces from these individual installations, would they actually speak to each other? Could it feel cohesive in a sense, even if not, you know, comprehensive, but cohesive, because that's really what you want when you're making artwork. First of all, is to stimulate thinking. I mean, you want to ask questions. It's not answers to anything. It's really questions about how do you have this and this, and how do these things relate, and, you know, why? How could you? You know, how could this exist in such close proximity to this other thing? And that's then what's really stimulating for me, looking at other works of art. That's what excites me, because then you sort of have this brain explosion, you start thinking about that, and you think about other things, and you're able to see things in a way that you didn't before. So the question really was, if I put chosen pieces from each of these installations in proximity to each other, would a dialogue emerge? And so that's really what it was. It's really, and that's what it is. It's an experiment in finding out if these things cohere in a sense, or feel coherent enough to allow your brain to work on them and move with them. And
bit of food for the mind.
Food for the mind. Yeah.
So when you say that you've taken these videos from other installations, have they all been taken, or have you made some new ones specifically for
No, this? There's one particular new one made for this, which is really the centerpiece of the whole exhibition. And it's in the mezzanine area of 343 George Street, which I think the last long-term tenant was Hydro Skating. But it was a music shop, I think, for many, many, many years. So, but basically, there's this really fantastic mezzanine area, and so you have those two floors. And as I have collaborated in the past with my eldest, Ro, but Ro is a musician, is known to be a musician around here, you know, was part of Sewage with Gabe Griffin, and, you know, and about six other, you know, bands.
Just like every other day to ask.
Yeah. Yeah. And one of them is piecemeal. So Ro plays in piecemeal, this jazz quintet generally. And it felt like a work that piecemeal could really talk to. So I wanted to bring them in. But anyway, that's the other Ro connection. But I went to Roe because I realized that it would be valuable to make a I wanted to make a screen out of wool. Because what I tend to do is I make screens that sort of hold the image but also release the image, right? That's really what I like to do. So, and I realized that there's a thing that I could do with wool, and I was testing wool and testing knitting, and the knitting wasn't quite right, but crochet was right. And I consulted with Adele Watson, who's a wool artist, and just, you know, really knows everything about wool, really. And we were talking, and it really, from her point of view, this is more of a crochet thing. You know, we talked about mohair as being kind of probably the medium. So anyway, so I went to Roe, who crochets, you know, and so Roe and Gay, besides being sewage, also run RDC Cafe on George Street, you know, back behind the alley, behind Kiki Beware, yeah. Sort of across
great
from the
spot.
Next. And across from that is where this installation is actually right across from RDC, right? That's where the shop is, which is great, because Gabe made the hors d'oeuvres for last night. All we had to do was take them from RDC to across the road. But anyway, so I went to Roe, and I was like, and Roe was giving me samples of different kinds of stitches and things like that. And so found the stitch, and I said, look, do you think you could make something that's about 6 meters by 4 meters, you know, expecting Roe to go, get out, no way, you know? But Roe's like, thought about it and went like, I think so. And so that started this thing. It was about 3 months ago. So Roe has been crocheting this thing for 3 months, and it's massive. It's like, jeez. It went to like 9 meters. It's like 9 meters across, brought into 6 meters through, you know, by folding. Or not folding, but, you know, the way curtains sort of undulate. And it's so beautiful. And you see every stitch. I'm projecting onto it. And it's just fantastic. So that's the centerpiece of this, and that's the new work. That's the newest work, and it's microscopy that I shot at the foot of the Takaka Hills over the last summer, and this beautiful mushroom footage where you see the mushrooms really fleshy, beautiful, and then after a couple of days they started to fall apart and you know, maggots were eating them, and the maggots are absolutely gorgeous, rear lit. They just look great, and so you have this transition from this full, fleshy, sort of luscious-looking, almost bodily-looking things into these dancing, happy maggots who are just playing in it and loving. Just, it's amazing. You know, you can see the joy in these maggots just eating the detritus from the mushrooms. It's quite a thing. And so I had, I asked piecemeal if they would play spread around the mezzanine in the upper, the upper part of the mezzanine, so that they were facing each other, you know, but they were apart from each other, which is difficult because, you know, they're a very tight group and they're signaling each other in ways that you're not really aware of. So anyway, but they did that, and Finn particularly loved these maggots. So whenever the maggots came up, you know, you could, the music really started to go with them. And yeah, it was great. So that's the centerpiece. But other than that, everything, you know, comes from, you know, probably eight or nine different installations the works are drawn from. Yeah.
Nice. I can tell you're a great artist because you've just convinced me to go and see about maggots.
Yeah, right. Yeah,
which
no,
must
maggots,
mean that, yeah.
Yeah, it's amazing.
No, that's it sounds wonderful, and you've obviously put a lot of time and effort into it and during your child. So, yes, excellent. That's in the mezzanine of the 743 George Street.
343.
Sorry, other way around. Yeah. And then what times can people go and experience?
So basically, because this shop has skylights, you know, it's really I have to wait until it's dusk or later. So ideally, you know, I'm turning things on at around 5, but it really starts to look good around just after 6. You know, because the ambient light has come down, and you can sort of see the relationships between these different things that are happening there. Yeah,
nice.
Yeah. So something like that after 6, and then it runs till 10. So it's every night until, you know, August the 4th, through August the 4th. So, started last night, will be tonight, and the next 9 nights. And that'll be it. So if you're in town, anywhere in town, just come to the north end of George Street. Again, across from Modex, next to Modex, across from RDC and Kiki Beware. And you'll see also, I'm projecting out into the street, so you'll see the images coming into the street through the front window and the window on the first floor.
Perfect. Too good. And now, just before I let you go, David, because I don't want to hold you up, you're obviously quite busy at the moment, what's next for David Green? What's, apart from doing a PhD
right. And
doing installations, what else can we be expecting to see from you in the near future?
Well, I would say, my very near future has to do with writing up. So really, really for the next year, I'll be writing up. And we'll see, and then after that, it will be kind of a new game, because this, just to culminate this project, so that's my, so it's going to be at the library a lot for me, and and then we'll come out and then respond to that.
Do the edits.
The edits and all that, so it's all that stuff. It's sort of the, but that's all right. I mean, I've been, I get up at 5:30 in the morning, go to the library at 7, work until my brain is not working anymore, which, if I can push it till 1 o'clock in the afternoon, that's pretty great. And I'm also teaching at the art school, so that's between teaching at the art school, and bits and pieces.
Sweet. So, incredibly busy then.
Yes. Yeah. But, that's fun.
So I just want to talk a little bit about your PhD as well. I know.
Sure.
I said I was going to let you go, and now I'm going to keep you longer.
No.
So is that what your, the installation?
Yes.
And the overarching theme of that, is that what your thesis is on?
Well, okay. So the thesis is called Disarticulated Cinema, and a big part of the practice has to do with taking, kind of linear cinema and breaking it up, fragmenting it. And it's about fragments of information in a space that you read, and you are the editor, and you're putting together meaning through these fragments, in the same way that an editor takes the fragments of a film and makes it into one cohesive thing. But for me, that's too constricting. As as a viewer, then you are following the trail of this one person who has edited it. Whereas people are pretty, pretty aware of how film works and how that process works. So it's not magic anymore. And if you give them that information, those different pieces of information, they have the freedom to construct it in a way that's meaningful for them using memory and imagination. So that's a part of it, but part of what I'm writing about actually has to do with the way we construct the world as humans through these artificial objects like art, like science, like narratives, and that then may or may not have anything to do with the actual world that we are, enwebbed in, but they become the reality for us. So we are self-making, we make our own ontologies, and that's great, but it's also really dangerous. And I believe there's a relationship between that and the current crisis that we're facing in terms of the environment, because by seeing ourselves as discontinuous with the environment and discontinuous with other life forms, we're able to make choices that you would never make if it was affecting your own body, and the biosphere, which is very thin, very small, and only one place in the universe as far as we know, is vulnerable to this kind of almost autoimmune behavior. So the work is asking questions about that. The writing has kind of gone from what I'm making to the realization that making things is too convincing, Making anything is too convincing, and that about sort of being careful and being aware. So, which of course is going to get anybody in trouble who is doing it. It's because it's a creative PhD that I'm thinking I can get away with this, but I may be shot down before I get there,
Well, there's no way to find out, isn't there?
Yeah, you got to try. Exactly. Because most exegeses I've read are just going like, here's what I did, and it's kind of, and here's some theoretical, here's some theoretical stuff around what I did, but this is actually taking what I did and extending it to other ideas, along with what I did, and also doing a exegesis of what I did. So, looking for trouble, which is what I do.
Fair enough. All right, I've taken up more than enough of your time today, David. Thank you. Thank you so much for coming in. And I very much look forward to seeing the installation.
Yeah, great. Yeah, looking forward to seeing you there.
It should be good fun.
Yeah, yeah, and I'm generally there, so anybody wants to come and talk to me about it, I'm happy for that. Yep.
Perfect. There you go. Right from the horse's mouth, folks. Go and check it out. It's going until the 4th of August, dusk till 10 p.m. Go and check it out. Singular, plural, by David Green. Thank you so much for coming on the show.
Our pleasure. Thank
and,
you.
That was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.